You are going to listen to a talk about living with less. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Did you know that we Americans have about 3 times the amount of space we did 50 years ago? 3 times. So you'd think, with all this extra space, we'd have plenty of room for all our stuff. Nope. There's this new industry in town, a $22 billion industry, that of personal storage. So we've got triple the space, but because of the increase in shopping over the last few years, we believe we need more. So where does this lead? Lots of credit card debt, huge environmental footprints, and, perhaps not unexpectedly, our happiness levels have dropped over the same 50 years. Well, I'm here to suggest that there's a better way, that less might actually equal more. I bet that at some point, most of us have experienced the joys of less. College, living in your first tiny apartment, traveling, staying in a hotel room, camping, living with basically nothing, maybe a boat. Whatever it was for you, I bet that among other things, this gave you a little more freedom, a little more time. So I'm going to suggest that less stuff and less space are going to equal a smaller footprint. It's also a great way to save you some money, and it's going to make your life a bit easier. I started a project called Life Edited at lifeedited.org to further this conversation and to find some great solutions. So how can you live little? There are 3 main approaches. First of all, you have to be ready to change completely. That shirt that hasn't been worn in years, it's time for me to let it go. We've got to cut all the extra things out of our lives, and we've got to learn to keep ourselves from getting more. We need to think before we buy. Ask ourselves, is that really going to make me happier, truly? By all means, we should buy and own some great stuff, but we should try to buy stuff that we're going to love for years. Secondly, our new way of thinking, small is sexy. We want to use space wisely. We want things that are designed for how they're used the vast majority of the time, not just on that rare event. Why have a 6-burner stove when you rarely use 3? So we want things that nest, we want things that go on top of each other, and we want to digitize things. You can take paperwork, books, movies, and you can make them disappear. It's magic. Finally, we want multifunctional spaces and furniture. A sink combined with a toilet. A dining table that turns into a bed. Look at the coffee table. It grows in height and width to seat 10. My office folds away, easily hidden. My bed just pops out of the wall with 2 fingers. Guests, move the moving wall, have some fold-down guest beds, and of course, my own movie theater. Most of us could easily live in a small space like a hotel room for a long time, but still we think we need big homes. When you go home and walk through your front door, take a second and ask yourself, could I do with a little life editing? Would that give me a little more freedom, maybe a little more time? So let's make room for the good stuff. Thank you. Did you know that we Americans have about three times the amount of space we did 50 years ago? Three times. So you'd think, with all this extra space, we'd have plenty of room for all our stuff. Nope. There's this new industry in town, a $22 billion industry, that of personal storage. So we've got triple the space, but because of the increase in shopping over the last few years, we believe we need more. So where does this lead? Lots of credit card debt, huge environmental footprints, and, perhaps not unexpectedly, our happiness levels have dropped over the same 50 years. Well, I'm here to suggest that there's a better way, that less might actually equal more. I bet that at some point, most of us have experienced the joys of less. College, living in your first tiny apartment, traveling, staying in a hotel room, camping, living with basically nothing, maybe a boat. Whatever it was for you, I bet that among other things, this gave you a little more freedom, a little more time. So I'm going to suggest that less stuff and less space are going to equal a smaller footprint. It's also a great way to save you some money, and it's going to make your life a bit easier. I started a project called Life Edited at lifeedited.org to further this conversation and to find some great solutions. So how can you live little? There are three main approaches. First of all, you have to be ready to change completely. That shirt that hasn't been worn in years, it's time for me to let it go. We've got to cut all the extra things out of our lives, and we've got to learn to keep ourselves from getting more. We need to think before we buy. Ask ourselves, is that really going to make me happier, truly? By all means, we should buy and own some great stuff, but we should try to buy stuff that we're going to love for years. Secondly, our new way of thinking, small is sexy. We want to use space wisely. We want things that are designed for how they're used the vast majority of the time, not just on that rare event. Why have a 6-burner stove when you rarely use 3? So we want things that nest, we want things that go on top of each other, and we want to digitize things. You can take paperwork, books, movies, and you can make them disappear. It's magic. Finally, we want multifunctional spaces and furniture. A sink combined with a toilet. A dining table that turns into a bed. Look at the coffee table. It grows in height and width to seat 10. My office folds away, easily hidden. My bed just pops out of the wall with 2 fingers. Guests, move the moving wall. Have some fold-down guest beds. And of course, my own movie theater. Most of us could easily live in a small space like a hotel room for a long time, but still we think we need big homes. When you go home and walk through your front door, take a second and ask yourself, could I do with a little life editing? Would that give me a little more freedom, maybe a little more time? So let's make room for the good stuff. Thank you.